Good morning, everybody. Who do we have on the call?
Good morning. This is Darlene in California.
Hi, Darlene. How are you?
Very good.
Good morning. It's Betty in Pittsburgh.
Hi, Betty in Pittsburgh. How are you?
Very good, Nancy. And you?
Good, thanks.
Good.
Stormy rainy day?
Absolutely.
I guess we had our spring a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Now we're back to almost winter with 50 degrees, 49 actually this morning.
Yes.
Oh, my. Who else is on the call?
Good morning. This is Lee.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. Anyone else want to say hello?
Loretta from Maine.
Loretta,
are you in?
Good to hear you back. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Good morning, Nancy. This is Maddie. I hope everyone had a wonderful Mother's Day.
Good to hear you back, Maddie. Yes, it was. We'll talk about that in a minute. Who else wants to say hello?
Dottie from Massachusetts.
Good to hear you again. How are you, Dottie?
I'm doing great.
Anyone else? Char, are you here? I know she's traveling, so she wasn't sure if she was going to make many of the calls or not. Who was on the call Friday? Who did the call? Was Mary Lou here? Nobody knows. Okay. So I was Mother's Day, you guys.
Char was on it a little bit.
I'm sorry?
It seems like Char was on it a little bit.
On Friday? Good.
I'm not sure.
I think Jeannie did it, though.
Did she?
The call.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Just curious.
Yeah.
We were traveling, so I knew I would not be around. How was Mother's Day, guys? That's a good thing to say. How was Mother's Day, guys? Okay. You know what I mean. Anybody want to share anything significant?
Well, we went out to dinner at a Chinese restaurant on Mother's Day, and I got the vegetable with garlic sauce with brown rice. It was delicious.
They actually have brown rice there. Wow.
This restaurant that we go to in New Hampshire, they have brown rice. Yeah, and
great.
It's very good.
That is great, yeah, because most of them, or at least the ones that I've come in contact with, do not.
Brown rice to them is fried.
Right, yeah, yes. Anyone else have a story to share?
I was glad that someone mentioned the rolls, and I went to the Whole Foods and actually found the hamburger buns that were from sprouted wheat. I got the last package.
What's the name on those? What's the brand? You know?
I don't know. It was just that they were, you know, like the Ezekiel. That they
And where did you
and
find
if somebody
them?
Hadn't mentioned it, I wouldn't have even looked. It was at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. And what part, were they in the freezer, Lee?
No, uh-uh.
Oh, okay. On a shelf.
Yeah.
So you had a barbecue?
Well, we had the elf had hamburgers, but we had the...
What did you put on your bun?
I put the Boca one that I don't like that much, but you put onions and tomatoes and all. It was pretty good.
So they already prepared?
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody else had regular hamburgers.
Uh-huh. Okay, so this is what we've been looking for, is this kind of information, because as we've talked before, Memorial Day, before we know it, is going to be here, and I'm starting to panic. What am I going to do? In fact, we went out for dinner last night with our kids, and the night before, on our way home from West Virginia, we stopped at a wonderful restaurant that I'll tell you about in a minute. But my youngest son, who does all the cooking in his house, said to my husband, "You mean Mom's going to start cooking vegetarian?" And I'm not
I'm trying to get back to the door. We had a busy weekend, and I'm just telling that to
the door. Somebody's talking on another call. Could they go on mute? That would help us a lot, please. I don't know who that
Sorry,
is.
That's me. I'm trying to ring my phone here.
Char?
I apologize immensely.
Is that you, Char?
Yes.
Two phones?
Danny just dialed right against me and started talking. I apologize. Is it better now?
I'll give you back your call as soon as I tell the story.
No, go for it.
But the son who said that is the one who does all of their cooking, and he knows I've been eating like this, and yeah, I mean, it's a joke. joke for them that, yeah, mom's really eating, you know, poor dad, poor dad. So they take dad out for ribs every once in a while. But I'm not sure what that meant. And I was going to say, well, wait until Memorial Day. And I thought, keep your mouth shut. But anyway, coming home from West Virginia, I had planned this because there was an article in our paper a few months ago of a restaurant that opened in November in Akron. That's about an hour from us. And I asked my husband if we could stop there for dinner on the way home. It is, the name of the restaurant is called Vegetarianium. And he said, okay. And it was so fun. We got there and gave a reservation, know what they asked. They were able to seat us, and it was a beautiful day. And my husband ordered a pizza that had mushrooms and, I guess it was soy cheese on it. And when it came and he ate it, I said, how was it? He said, good. I said, okay. I ordered something, and I was almost going to order the grilled vegetables, and I thought, you know what? I ordered the salad that was to die for, and I said to the guy, to the waiter, I said, there's no iceberg in there, and he gave me a look like, are you kidding? Why would we have iceberg in there? And I was going to order the grilled vegetables, and I thought, you know, you're at a place like this, see what this kind of food really does taste like and can taste like. So there was a chicken something that was like a marsala. And I'm not crazy about marsala. I said, what else can you recommend? It was an orzo chicken germain, I think they call it, which is a soy chicken. And it was wonderful. There were red peppers in there and a cheesy mixture. And normally I don't eat cheesy because of the fat. But it was a really good meal. And I gave my husband, who eats no chicken, will not eat chicken because of a childhood experience watching chickens run around without their head. He's traumatized. And I gave him a taste of this, and I said, how was that? I said, good. He said, the problem with you is you just don't cook stuff that has a taste. This is good. Then I never ordered dessert, and the waiter came and said, so are we having dessert tonight? And I said, what do you have? He listed probably 15 items, at least a half a dozen or 8 or 10 of which were pies. And he strongly recommended a carrot cake, and I said, what does the cheesecake taste like? He said, you want a piece? So my husband and I shared a piece of cheesecake. If you didn't know better, you would have thought it was the real thing. And so I thought, wow. You know, I've talked about entertaining this summer, and what do we get, you know, even if we get through the meal, what are we going to do about dessert? And I said to him, do you happen to have one in the freezer that I could take home for entertaining? And he went and checked. He said, we've only got 1.5 left, and since it's so early, you know, if it were later, we could. I said, does anybody come up to Cleveland? And he said, we will work with you. So I'm tempted to have them maybe meet me halfway and get a few different kinds for entertaining this summer. The cheesecake was wonderful. And even my husband said it tastes like the real thing. So that was a fun, fun experience for us. So anyway, go ahead, Char, it's your call. Or did we lose her?
Oh, you didn't lose me. Every time I check, there's something.
Up, Char.
I apologize. It's another huge learning curve with one of these high-techy phones. I'm not very high-techy. I'm trying to figure it out. Plus, he's trying to talk on his, and his is high-techy. They have a phone. I just did this morning. But anyway, we're going to have a motor room here in the background, so I'll be trying to get in and out. So anything that anybody else wants to say, that I think all of it, because I was trying to remember the coach here, but that was a vegan restaurant that you were in,
totally.
Right?
The only thing that there was, in one of the desserts, since it is gluten-free, they had to use, I believe he said, milk. He said everything else on the menu. You know, when I saw chicken and steak on the menu, I thought, wait a minute, what did I miss here? I'm sure that what I was eating would not fit the McDougal maximum, but it was a one-shot deal, and I figured, you know what, taste and see what this food could really, where you can go with it. And it was really amazing. It's all vegan.
Well, you know, the more I realize we're not giving up anything as far as taste is concerned, you know, to my end. And my chicken aren't that dead that I can't remember some of those flavors. So anyway, that's alarm, so take care of that real quickly. Anyway, the experiences, just like what you were describing, and I'm hoping to have one of those when we get to Phoenix, because there's a couple places down there that are supposed to be really outstanding, and I want to do something. That goes to show us that, you know, we can accomplish the same thing. We're doing this in real food, not something that a campus has to do, that we don't have the intelligence to ferment with and figure out. And the other part of it is, it never is that big of a deal to put some of these together. Like putting something else, one thing might take a little bit longer, maybe a few extra steps or a few extra ingredients, but not something beyond any of our capacity to decide that's what we want to do. So, you know, I just encourage you, you have been doing absolutely fantastic at experimenting with all of these different things and what is available. And every place I go and talk to people about this, every place I talk about this, I hear the same thing. As people embark on this and start utilizing it and realizing that we really don't want this app system of toxins going into our body, that's the last the puzzle that we've got to put together. We've got all these incredible technologies. There's no reason. I mean, it's Roger Drummer shared with us. I better stop here. For anybody who can get on the line, because I came in a couple of minutes late, it is a bad lifestyle call, and it's deliver the information on the latest wellness technology, which you can have provided us, and also to help people make that last step and the last missing piece of the puzzle to the greatest level of health we can possibly have, and that's by eating our bodies the way we're meant to be fed and eradicating these diseases that are taken for granted as a natural cause of death, which is not the truth. And it comes from called the China study. If you've not been introduced to that or not, may I encourage you to get it and do so. It's the largest study ever done in the world, nutrition study ever done in the world, still to date, 880 million people. It was set up to figure out why the citizens were contracting or developing, I should say, cancer, the 12 most common forms of cancer in that country at that time. This was in the 70s. So Dr. Colin Campbell, I won't go into the details, anyway, wrote the book, but it was after major, major research that for years and years on it, and went to China, reset much tighter and stricter guidelines on a much smaller number of people, but large enough it validated everything that had taken place. And so then it went to the next level, and that was taking information from all over the world, and then it brought it back to the United States, and for 7 years did research locally on U.S. people, U.S. citizens, animals, and looking at the numbers of what was going on. So, you know, if you can find a researcher that will do all that information and say that's not valid, I would like to know about that. I am not valid. The medical people, researchers at all, have only validated every single bit of what is printed in those pages. So we can even, Roger Drummer said, be ignorant and not be introduced to it. That's why you're on the call. That's why we're here. Or we can be introduced to it about it. Or the other choice, as Roger Drummer says, can be stupid and ignore that you have ever heard this and go about your life living it, and you don't reap the consequences of the average American person as far as health and reason for death. So I know I'm a little bit blunt, but boy, if you think I'm going to be honest with Roger Drummer this last, he is. Giamatti, degree behind his name, a formal degree, which I do not have, most of the people on this call do not have, that are leading it, but there is a level of intelligence that kicks in at some point that we give way to and say, you know, this doesn't make sense what we're doing from our bodies, we need to change. So, people, long okay, guys, sorry, I came out of it again. And anytime we're traveling and meeting people, we're fed more information than put out. So I'm grateful for that always. Questions? Comments? And I'll try and end every talk so you get a clearer line here.
Oh, something had about you, but everything was broken up, Jar. I didn't hear a word you said.
I'll have to take off the speaker then. Maybe that'll help. Is that better?
Yeah.
Can you? Okay. Well, I'll keep it that way. I am so sorry. Okay. Let's just disregard what I said then, and go for comments and or questions from somebody else.
I just want to say that I have. We get my daughter gets an ad, actually, like maybe 15 pages from Trader Joe's, and I went through it the other day to see what they were offering. They are sprouting brown rice. Has anyone ever done that?
Doing what, Nancy?
Sprouting brown rice.
Okay, I'm still missing that definition of that word.
Sprouting it, like we were sprouting.
Sprouting it, yes, you can sprout rice, yes.
And then they're selling fully cooked, sprouted brown rice.
Okay, what they're doing is they have to be sprouting it first, obviously, and then cooking it.
Yes.
And I don't know what temperature they're taking it to or what, you know, the difference in the value. What is the reason they're doing this? Is it to...
They're advertising fully cooked sprouted brown rice, and it says this unique new rice dish begins with the sprouted brown rice from California, and it says that sprouted brown rice has a level of GABA, gamma-aminobutyric acid, that's 15 times that found in ordinary brown rice. GABA is an amino acid with numerous potential health benefits. Added to the already healthful profile of brown rice makes this a superstar. Excellent nutty flavor and chewy texture for which brown rice is loved. So this is another thing that we could try sprouting.
That sounds like a great idea. No reason not to sprout, that's for certain. But, you know, I don't know why it would be any different than any other grain. I'm not sure. All the ways of using it. I know when they do the sprouted bread, the sprouted grain bread, that has to be what they're doing, is the same type of thing because, of course, it's going to be baked. So, you know, this goes beyond what we can imagine, doesn't it, Nancy, as far as the different things that are available to us to try and work with. And when people say we're limited, the limitations have only been in the past because we were so focused on other things that we never had the time to do it with the grains or the vegetables or even the fruits that we can utilize.
But it says, best of all, it's in bold letters, fully cooked, so it's ready to eat in about a minute and a half as opposed to 45 minutes for brown rice to cook from scratch. So it's something to think about, guys. Another ad in there was they are selling 15 ounces for 99 cents of a marinated bean salad. I don't know, for anybody who has with you, who has a Trader Joe's where you live, a combination of red kidney beans, chickpeas, and Romano beans, an Italian green bean, marinated in a zesty blend of lemon juice, white wine vinegar, garlic, onions, and oregano. So you could make your own or buy this and serve it. They said it's... If you're grilling chicken, beef, or fish, of course, that's something we're not going to do. You might consider serving it as a protein-rich side. Or you can take it with center stage and pair it with orzo pasta to make a quick, simple, delicious pasta salad that's hearty and satisfying without being heavy. So these are two things
wow.
that are, you know, caught my attention. Everything else in there, most of everything else in there had animals.
Okay, Nancy, are you hearing a lot of static in the line now?
I'm hearing static, but you're coming through wonderfully.
Okay, well, I hate to disrupt the call. Denny tells me we have a tight time commitment and he can't pull over, so I will figure out a way of avoiding this the next time around because I don't like it any more than anybody else on the line likes it.
You sound perfectly clear. The static we can get through, but you sound wonderful.
Okay, well, anything else that anyone would like to ask or share?
Was Nancy bringing up that wheat issue?
The brown rice?
Well, was it the brown rice that they're sprouting, or was it wheat that they were sprouting?
Oh, brown rice they're sprouting.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying wheat, and I just was...
Well, Char brought up like we were sprouting wheat, and then that's baked. Now, because this one they are cooking, they're saying it's fully cooked and ready to eat. Yeah, they're selling it in a bowl that you can buy at Trader Joe's.
Okay, and they give you the recipes to cook with it?
No, it's just an ad for what they're selling. You know, it's two paragraphs telling you what they're selling. But
when you buy it, are they giving you a recipe how to use it?
How to use it? I don't know. It says we're selling a 7.6 ounce bowl of Trader Joe's fully cooked sprouted brown rice for $2.29 every day.
Well, it'd be interesting to go in when you're in there. Do you have one near you, Nancy?
Not too far.
Okay. Well, give us a report back when you get in there and you take a look at it and see, or if you get one and try it. I haven't seen any Trader Joe's en route where we've been so far. I know we'll come across them as we're traveling.
Sure.
And I will definitely watch for that.
It's on the shelf, they said, so I don't, you know. It's in a bowl. Is an interesting presentation, but it sounds like it's, you know, anyone looking for the nutty taste and chewy, that sounds good. It's
yes.
With seaweed and sesame seasoning packet, fully cooked sprouted brown rice, in your grocery aisle.
Okay.
So.
Well, the other side of the coin in making it sound good to you guys is this is another marketing, because they're filling the need in one sense and trying to make it convenient food for us on the other side. So I'm not saying it's not healthy or it's not good for you, but again, we can go the next step and look at it and say, you know, if we did this ourselves, what would the difference be in the nutritional value? I don't know. I'm just asking the question. Because anytime you take it to the convenience of having it set on the grocery store shelf, there's always going to be a difference in what you could put together yourself from the fresh or, you know, as best as possible. And I'm into shortcuts too, guys, especially when we're traveling. I've got a refrigerator full of food and I've got to have the time to set still long enough to make it happen. It doesn't happen when we're rolling down the freeway very well, unless it's in a crock pot. So, anyone else, did that bring some thought to mind?
I just want to say it attracted me because we've been talking about sprouting and I would never have thought to do rice.
Yes. Well, I have not done it. I've thought about it, and I've thought about it because I was in the store scavenging for what brown rice I could find, and I know that where some of the areas where we've been, that it's been totally void, but I found it in Walmart late last night, still a few packages left. You could tell everybody was grabbing it. And so I took my amount that I wanted to make sure I had, and I told the checker, I said, I'm really not hoarding this. You see, I make my milk from it. And she looked at me strange, and I didn't go any further.
Interestingly, when we got home Saturday night after dinner, I was not looking for food. I was so satisfied, which does not always happen with me after a meal.
Good. Well, you know, it is a journey. It is definitely a journey. Well, I'm sorry I was so, the reception was not good when I was on the speakerphone. I thought of another way around it, so we won't make a stop today, and I'll try and get that taken care of. But, because it's hard to have the phone to your ear, which is not good for me anyway. And secondly, I cannot see the dial to change the mode fast enough, so I need a different piece to work with here. But anyway, Roger Drummer did just incredible over the weekend. He spoke, and he took about 2 hours, I believe, and he got really passionate, or he really is passionate. I shouldn't say he got passionate, but you could see in the delivery. And he related to the way he has eaten for years and years and years. And when I heard him back before he had read the China study, there was very, very little comment, if any, about how he himself ate, because I remember questioning that and wondering where he was on it. I knew he was careful, and I knew he ate organically. And did you people know that there were 5 people in Ohio that contracted E. coli from the spinach when that was bad? Did you know his story about that? Does anybody know his story about that that's on the line this morning?
What part of Ohio?
Pardon?
What part of Ohio?
You know, I don't know where he is. I can't remember. I know it's quite a distance from anything. I think it's got to be up. I think he drives to Columbus or someplace to get his fresh produce, or maybe it's Toledo.
Okay.
But anyway, it was his family that contracted it, his whole family, and they were hospitalized. And the one daughter, the doctor was amazed. He said, had it not been for the way they were eating and what else they were doing with their diet, she would never have made it, basically. And he told the story about it, and I think all of you know it was not from not washing the vegetables or the spinach. That was not the case. The E. coli was because of what was how the plants were watered, how they were grown, and it was the E. coli was actually in the plant. So it wasn't something that could have been avoided by washing carefully, which he still encouraged everybody to do, definitely. So we control what we can control, and they had argued with him that it wasn't organic spinach, and he said, I've got the packages to prove it. It's the only spinach I ever buy. He says, I do not eat, and he says, I'm so fanatical that when my wife brings something home that's not organic, it disappears when she walks out of the house, and I make up a story about it to save an argument if I have to.
It was part of the growing process that caused it.
It was part of the growing process that caused it, yes,
wow,
to be a part of the spinach. So, you know, we do what we can do, guys. And that was one thing that, you know, little did anyone know at the time. So,
hey, Char, this is Jeannie.
Yes.
Good morning. Is there a recorded call or something with him, or is there a...
No, this was in person. I think about, I don't know, maybe 75 people in the room, and I would have given anything to have had my tape recorder and made just a lousy tape of it. The company speakers cannot be recorded and then sold,
okay,
as far as CDs, and so that was restricted. We knew that. But I will never attend a presentation of his without having a tape recorder of my own sitting in the room the next time, because I was kicking myself every minute of the presentation saying, and then the question and answer in small groups afterwards, you know, just glued to getting as much information as possible, because he is very verbal and very good with his verbal, and he's also very well educated in that area. So,
right.
And then followed by Charlie Franklin, who was talking on water. I mean, we had a dynamite Saturday, so we didn't even have to speak. All the other speakers gave up their time to listen to the authorities on the subject. were in a cancer belt. I mean, this area of this area where we were is rated the second highest percentage of cancer in the United States per capita.
Right.
So those, pardon?
Right.
Why? They don't really know. It's got to be the air and the water is two huge factors. They've agreed on that. There's coal mines there. There's it's right close to where the closest city to where Flight 93 went down on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just and it's been this way for a number of years. In fact, the lady that put it together, Nancy, she is a breast cancer survivor and was told by her doctor, you know, order your wheelchair. This is where you're going to be. And with other problems also. So people were very excited to learn that they had some other avenues. But she said, you know, it's the same everywhere. As I said earlier that you weren't able to hear, but we can lead a horse to water and give them the information. People can be ignorant, and that's why we're on this line trying to educate more people to what their alternatives may be, and then it's their choice. Ignorance is one thing. Stupidity is something else. He has no tolerance for stupidity, he says, but that is their choice. Once the education is there, when the information is made available and they either looked or chosen not to look, then that, you know, that's all we can do. And so the reason that you guys are on this call is, you know, I commend you. The reason I'm on the call is I want to deliver the message. I have a passion for it, and I also want to keep myself on track. And I know what support calls do. They do just that. They make me think about what goes in my mouth when I've talked about it or heard it on a daily basis. What else?
That was great. Thank you.
And I can never thank this team enough for the support that they give and the time that means nothing in their pocket. And we're already past our time limit, guys. Any questions? I don't want not cover for new people.
Yeah, Char, this is Darlene. And I was wondering, did he mention if that spinach was from out of the country or was it California?
No, that was from within the country.
Within the country.
Yeah, I'm 99% positive because that had been asked not that day that I heard. I will ask somebody else that was there just to make sure, but I am quite certain it was, actually, I think it was out of California, but I don't want to swear to that.
That's what I keep thinking, as I think I remembered it came out of California. But the thought that it was organic, wasn't organic, isn't it supposed to protect you from that type of thing? Or is that just fertilizer?
No. See, that's the fertilizer. That was the fertilizer that was being used. And somehow, or the water, you know, and they can raise it organically, but that does not mean that can happen.
Okay. Because now whenever I find something from Guatemala or Mexico or places like that, I don't buy it.
Yeah, I still use some from out of the country, but that's organic. But because we've been down there and we've seen the organic fields, we actually met people in Mexico that are raising organic. And they're actually, some of them are from the States, the one we met from California. And so, you know, I've got a mixture about it as far as feelings. But again, when our choice is very limited, often, you know, and I do the very best I possibly can.
Right.
And we're still so far ahead of what we would be doing if we didn't know.
Oh, that's true.
They obviously are not using pie water to water their plants.
I would think not. I would think not.
Wouldn't that be cool?
Yes. Yes, it definitely would be. Well, you made me just think of a place Danny visited and made an acquaintance of, and I think I said this, an organic farmer, and also with an organic salmon hatchery in upstate New York. And he's already gotten back to Danny and is very interested in some of the things Danny said. So who knows where it'll go, but it just, you know, those things send chills down my back because I think, you know, we're only one person. All of you guys doing exactly the same thing. Look how many people we can affect over our lifetime. I mean, just think how much we can spread. And that's why I say, you know, don't hesitate to make the offer. All they can say is no, but for every person that says yes to any degree, it's spreading more information. And when I look at what these poor people were going through in this part of the country, I mean, I literally was at one point in tears and could not fight them back just thinking about how many people and their children. They said the children there basically have an early death sentence right now. So I guess you better get off the line and go to work, guys. Thank you. And make it an incredible day, and boy, I can't wait to hear tomorrow. Have a great one, guys.
Thanks, Star. I'm glad you're here.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Sean.